Welcome to VIF Dispatch number 2, latest episode of After the Credits. I guess I should maybe start with that. I'm kind of backwards now.
We're all a little out of it.
Just a tiny little bit. Marina Antunes, Rule3.com and QuietHood.us, joined by regular festival co-host.
Bill Harris, Green Screen of Death. How y'all doing? Film 53 just watched.
Okay, I have no idea. I'm nowhere near that. But I'm feeling pretty good about my festival so far.
Yeah, you've done pretty well, seeing how you've been super busy.
Well, I'm happier with the fact that the movies I've picked this year have actually been pretty good.
Yeah.
So I haven't had a lot of dogs yet, which is really awesome.
To tell you the truth, I haven't had a lot of dogs either.
That's really good.
There's been good to great and some really great, but hasn't been a lot of really bad ones. Which is cool.
Yeah,
last year had some bad ones.
Oh, last year I had a really bad festival because I didn't get to see a lot of stuff, and a lot of the stuff that I did get to see was really terrible.
Yeah, it's been decent.
Yeah, I'm batting pretty good, so I'm feeling pretty good about the whole thing so far.
How is your mind and body holding up?
Pretty good. I'm not sick.
Yeah, I'm feeling okay too, actually.
But I'm also taking it a lot easier, I think, festival-wise. I'm getting to the point now where it's, like, if I can't see something, I'm not going to stress about it.
No,
it just is what it is.
There's really no point.
No, exactly. But we are, like, well into maybe, is it week 2 almost?
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what day it is, to tell you the truth.
Well, this is the funny thing. Like, I was like, okay, today is Sunday, so we last talked, like, when? I don't actually know when we recorded. We kind of figured things out.
So we got 6 days left.
For sure, yeah. For sure. Okay, so before we start with the movies, I think I may have told you the story that my voice got recognized on the streets of Vancouver.
Nice.
And it was really kind of awesome because it, like, never happens. So I think the gentleman's name was Jeremy. So Jeremy, if you're out there, thanks for saying hello. It was really awesome to bump into you if you see us again.
You are a star.
You're awesome. Thank you. You totally made my week. So that was really great.
Nobody's ever recognized me.
That's because you don't really talk to strangers.
I know.
Stranger danger.
I know. When I'm in a film festival, I'm in, like, super focus mode.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Which kind of, like, shocks me that I even ever met you, to be honest. Because you're not much to talk to strangers.
Yeah.
Not that you're not a nice guy. Just to be clear.
No, I treat this like it's a job.
Yeah,
I'm
you
in
do.
A film festival. So.
You totally. Do.
I come here to watch movies, and if everything else is pretty much secondary.
Okay, so let's talk about some movies then, since we're like 3 minutes into this thing and we still haven't said anything about a movie.
Okay.
So go for it. What
All
do you
right. got? Since last time, I've seen probably 30 movies, and here's the best of them and a couple of the bad ones.
Oh.
The new Mia Hansen-Løve film, Things to Come, featuring a really amazing performance from Isabelle Huppert.
No surprise.
The first of two in the festival, because there's also Elle coming up, which I think we're both seeing.
Yep.
It's good, but not great. She is all kinds of good, though. It's worth seeing just for her amazing performance. The film is just okay, but she elevates it from like a 3-star film to like a 4-star film.
Wow.
Yeah, she's really great in it.
Mind you, it shouldn't come as a surprise at this point because she's pretty amazing.
Yeah, she's. It's amazing how there's talk of her getting an Oscar nomination for two foreign films, more or less.
Yeah, pretty
so
much.
That they never nominate foreign films, so that pretty much says it all. Another foreign film from one of my favorite directors of all time, Pedro Almodovar.
Julieta.
Back to a story, stories about women. He's been doing different stories about men, men who dress up as men, as women, you know, stuff like that. But this one's all about just women.
The ladies.
And I always love Pedro's movies about women.
He's great at them, that's why.
Yeah, and this is another really good one. It's a kind of a return to form, actually. He's missed. He should do one of these every year, and I'll just go and watch it. They're always so beautifully shot. The colors just pop. The actresses are always great. the locations, everything is just stunning. That's and the awesome. Movie's really good.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love him. I mean, he does what he does really, really well.
Yeah.
And you gotta love a director who's at the top of his game making the movies that he wants to make. It's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, he's definitely got a signature style. And if you watch 30 seconds of his film,
you know it's somewhat of art.
You know it's a Pedro film. Aquarius?
Yeah, which is getting a lot of love, but isn't Brazil's Oscar submission.
No. Featuring an absolutely amazing performance from Sonia Braga.
Oh, who's amazing. My mother hates her.
Really?
Yeah, it's the telenovela thing.
Okay.
You can't help it.
Did she not like Kiss of the Spider Woman in the 80s?
Oh, come on. My mom doesn't watch movies. Okay. She watches telenovelas. On the telenovela front, Sonia Braga is, you know, public enemy number one.
So yeah, it's this woman who gets approached by a real estate company to... They want to buy her condo so they can tear the building down and redevelop it. And she refuses to move. Everybody else has moved out except for her. And she's just a total badass. Just a boss. And the end shot nails the film.
Really?
It's so good.
Oh, wow.
I can't wait for people to see this film. It's quite good.
I'm looking forward to it, for sure.
The Palme d'Or winner, Daniel Blake from Ken Loach.
And?
Might have cried a little bit in this one. It's stunning stuff.
Oh, that's good.
I really liked it. It's a Ken Loach film. It's got a political message to it. This time about benefits for people who are having a tough time in life. Especially the Daniel Blake character is... he got hurt and his doctor says that he can't go back to work. But the government doctor says he should go back to work. So all the bureaucracy and just the way people are getting screwed over. It's a great film.
Typical government.
Bastards. Yeah. A worthy Palme d'Or winner.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's a really great film. The Red Turtle.
Oh, I want to cry.
Oh, so good. Sorry, it sucks you're not going to be able to see it.
That's okay. It'll come out.
Yeah, for sure. It's not really what I expected. It's very quaint and not a lot really happens. It's very beautiful, very stylish. You expect like a typical like Studio Ghibli film where it's all like bombastic. No, it's just, it's like Castaway.
Wow.
Yeah, but...
That's a comparison I wasn't expecting,
yeah,
to be honest.
It's really small and nice and beautiful, and it tore me apart.
Yeah.
It's got all the feels. Other than another film I'm going to be talking about in a second, this is probably the biggest feels of the festival. And it went over, like, the crowd loved it.
So they've added another screening on the final day of the festival, and then it opens in Canada in January. I'm not 100% sure what Sony has planned for the U.S. release.
But cool.
It is coming.
The new Andrea Arnold film, American Honey, probably the... biggest disappointment of the festival.
I haven't seen it yet. It's still coming up for me. Yeah. So there is still light for me.
I just, it's like a really bad Harmony Korine film.
Oh no, I fucking hate him.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like mixed with Larry Clark, like Kids, but mixed with Gummo.
Oh, I really dislike Gummo.
Yeah, and it's, other than the main performance, I think her name is Sasha Lane.
Yeah.
She's really great in it, and Shia LaBeouf's pretty good in it too, but everything else is just, it's 162 minutes
long.
That's
very long.
I was not impressed.
Did you hear the story of how they found Sasha Lane?
No.
So they found her on the beaches during spring break.
Nice.
Yeah, and she was basically, they were casting on the beach, and they basically invited her up to the hotel later to talk.
Wow.
And she was one of the few people that asked a lot of questions before agreeing to go up there.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. She did an interview. I'll see if I can find the link and post it in the show notes maybe later. But I'm still looking forward to it. I'm disappointed to hear it's not great.
Yeah, it didn't go over very well at the screening. A lot of people didn't like it.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, I love Andrea Arnold.
Me too. You know,
it's her first strike for me. Yeah. I think she's been pretty much perfect
every film.
So
I agree.
That's a little disappointing.
Yeah.
One I know you've seen, and we just both lost our minds over it. Moonlight.
I was fucking bawling.
Yeah.
I was crying at the end of this one.
The best film of the festival, and agreed, probably the best film I've seen this year.
Agreed. There was one point where they were, I don't want to say too much, but when they were on the beach the first time.
Yep.
The two boys, and I'm like, am I having a panic attack?
Yeah.
This is nuts. I wasn't expecting that level of, it's just so powerful.
Yeah. The top-notch story makes the film just great, but I was surprised at how bloody amazingly well shot this film is.
Yeah, from the opening shot, you're automatically drawn in, and you're like, this is different.
I was just completely transfixed, and yeah, you've never seen anything like this.
It's amazing.
And I couldn't believe this. Like, I was just like, I've heard how good this film is, but I did not expect this. No. I didn't really know what it was.
No.
And it kept on going in places I had no idea where it was going to go, and I was just stunned.
And the performances from the three performers that play the main role, just amazing.
Yeah, and it's everything you've heard plus more.
Agreed.
And I think it's, if people watch it, it's going to get major Oscar nominations.
Oh, for sure. It deserves to be seen.
Supposedly all the actors are going supporting. So there's that. I don't know about that, but because they're all in, it's like separate stories.
Yeah.
They really don't have much of a choice. Another one that I know you've seen, the second best film of the festival. Manchester by the Sea. Which, in a perfect world, Moonlight and Manchester would be 1A, 1B.
Agreed.
I think they're both just absolutely spectacular films. I love Kenneth Lonergan. This is his third film. This one's more You Can Count on Me than Margaret. It almost feels like a spiritual successor to You Can Count on Me. Like, the Casey Affleck character is like the cousin of the Mark Ruffalo character in You Can Count on Me. And this was my most anticipated film of the festival. And also, like Moonlight, I was a crying mess by the end of the film. There's scenes in this film that are so jarring.
Yeah.
That I didn't know what to do. I was like stuck in my seat.
Well, and I think that's one of the really interesting parts about this one. And I haven't seen his first film, but I did really like Margaret, the final cut, whatever.
Yeah, the director's cut.
Yeah. But the thing that I appreciated the most is just how it's such a small story, but it's so personal. But there's so much universality to it. And beyond that, like, it's really funny.
Yeah.
It's funny in a way that you would expect real life to be funny. Like, when you're uncomfortable and you don't know really how to deal with things. Like, all the emotions are just so natural. Like, there's nothing bombastic here. And it just feels so real. I don't even really know what to say beyond that. Like, the thing that I loved the most about it was just how real it feels.
Yeah, there's a scene in the film, it's not really a spoiler, where Casey Affleck has to like almost give a sex talk.
Yeah.
And it's like the funniest, like, frank thing I've heard in a movie all year.
Because it's awkward and weird, and you know, that's how real life is.
Yeah, totally.
What really surprised me is just how much comedy there was in it. But like real, real laughs.
And then 10 seconds later there's a scene.
Oh yeah, where you're fucking crying.
Just jarred.
Yeah, oh for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's spectacular.
Agreed.
Love Kenneth Lonergan.
Amazing.
I'm so happy that the two films that I really wanted to hit have hit.
Yeah.
Spirit Unforgivable. A band called Spirit of the West, a Canadian band. Pretty popular.
Yep.
Well known band. Their lead singer started to show signs of Alzheimer's, forgetting lines at shows, like not being able to like play complete songs because they just get lost. And yeah, it turns out he has Alzheimer's, and they wanted to sort of go out with a bang, and it's a really harsh documentary because I like the band.
Yeah.
And it kind of sucks watching your heroes fail.
Yeah.
Because everything's just going.
That sucks.
So yeah, by the end of the film, on their last show, he has to read everything from an iPad below his mic, where he is literally giving cues on when he's supposed to sing, what he's supposed to do the entire show, and it's pretty heartbreaking stuff. And by the end of the film, he takes at the beginning of the film, he takes a test to assess the Alzheimer's, and by the end of the film, he does the test again, and it's worse. Wow. And it sucked.
And is it early onset? Because he's not that old.
He's 50. He was 51 when he was diagnosed, and he's 53 now.
Yeah, because that seems within, young.
They say from 0 to 100 is probably 10 years of span, and they say he's about a third to halfway.
Oh, man.
And it really sucks. And my two bad ones, which sucks, because they're both midnight movies, and I really hate that. I like going to the midnight shows, drinking some beer, and just enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
We Are the Flesh, which everybody hated, but I thought was really hilarious.
And you'll have to explain why you thought it was so funny, because I don't, looking at, I don't see where any laughter is coming.
Because it's so terrible.
Oh, okay.
It's so inadvertently funny. It's not supposed to be funny, but I just laughed at it, because it's so pathetic.
That's how you got through it.
Yeah, it was like a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
I laugh so hard, and I'm the only person laughing in the theater. Like, there's people getting skinned, and like, nice. Yeah, it's terrible.
Nice.
And this really crappy shot on VHS and mini DV movie called She's Allergic to Cats. My God. It was only 70 minutes long, and I wanted to leave after 2 minutes. And a lot of people did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's the worst film I've seen at the festival. Nothing is going to beat it. Yeah. It's that bad.
The couple that I want to mention, I think we've already kind of touched on them, because you talked about them before, but We Are X, I finally got around to see. Did we talk about that already?
I talked about it, but
Did I see it after you?
You did, yeah.
Oh, okay,
I'm
that's why.
Super happy you got to see it.
Yeah, I was pretty stoked. It was really good. I'm disappointed that the theater wasn't fuller. Like, it should have really been a sold-out house.
Yeah, mine wasn't full either.
Yeah, no, because this movie plays like gangbusters. It's so good.
Yeah.
And the music is just amazing. I had a really good time. I just wanted to go out and headbang for a while.
Those stage shows and their hair, like these,
it's like so awesome.
The hair is just like these giant like hair spikes, like 4 foot hair spikes.
Oh yeah, it's like, can you really get hair that big?
I don't know, it's unreal.
I never quite figured out how they did that, to be completely honest, but it was awesome.
And the guy drummed so hard that he couldn't like stand up after.
Oh yeah, I mean I think Neil Peart has competition, because for my money, Neil Peart is the best drummer currently out there. And
yeah, it was unreal.
It was crazy. It was really, really good. Highly recommend people check it out.
It's on VOD in a couple weeks.
So bonus.
So definitely everybody should check out We Are X.
For sure.
So good.
The other one that you mentioned in passing was Kate Plays Christine, which I did get a chance to see, and holy shit.
Yeah. That movie is the goods.
Holy shit. Yeah. I just don't even really, really know what to say. It's just, that thing is on another level. It's playing to so many different.
Yeah. Like, I had no idea what was going on. Because I legitimately thought it was like a documentary.
Well, and you know, it's funny because they introduced it as a documentary. It's playing in the documentary competition, and I don't know if it's a competition, but in the documentary program. But it's not, kind of is, and it kind of is not.
Like, the lines are blurred.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. It's really, really good. And it was, so far it's been the only movie where, the credits rolled and people were still sitting down and the lights came up and people were still sitting down.
Because that end scene.
It is nuts.
Wow.
It's fucking nuts.
Yeah. And you took your boss to it.
I did.
And I was super afraid she was going to hate it.
She loved it.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. It's one of those movies that just plays on so many levels. It's so good.
Yeah.
Highly.
So glad you like that.
I hope. I don't remember seeing a distributor attached, but I hope that it gets picked up and seen by more people, because it's really amazing.
Yeah, and there's a real movie coming out later this year called Christine.
About
the woman, Christine Chubbuck.
Yeah.
Played by Rebecca Hall.
That seems a bit weird.
It's a little interesting.
we'll see how it goes.
Caitlin Shell.
Amazing.
Cool.
Amazing.
Yeah, she is so great.
Finally, two more. Goldstone, which is an Australian thriller by Ivan Sen, who I looked up just out of curiosity, and I think he's an Aboriginal filmmaker, which is a nice twist to the story.
Cool.
It's a thriller about a mining company that's, you know, she dealings are happening, and, you know, they're trying to basically dig up all of the desert and search for gold. It's a really good, really solid thriller. Not like anything particularly new, but it's really, really well made and the performances are fantastic. And I can never remember his name. It's one of the guys from Lord of the Rings. I can't remember his name.
Hugo Weaver?
No, no, one of the other characters. But he wears these crazy shorts and these glasses, which are just so amazing. And it feels so out of place in this thriller. It's just, it's really good. It's very, very solid.
It sucks because it doesn't work in my schedule at all.
No, and I, you know, it's the kind of thing that'll eventually get like some sort of distribution, be it like VOD or direct to video or whatever.
Cool.
Because it plays really, really well.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good.
And finally, this little, like, and I mean very little Canadian film. It's part of like this new program that they've got. I can't even remember what it's called, but it's like basically experimental films. My one real complaint about it is there's no excuse for a movie to look cheap, and yeah, this one in some scenes it does look cheap, and I think it's just the equipment that they used for some of the night scenes doesn't really capture the way that the daylight scenes do. But the movie is really, really interesting. It's the story of this woman who
What's the movie?
It's called The Intestine.
Intestine.
Oh, I didn't mention the title.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's called The Intestine. I'm not quite sure why it's called that. I haven't still figured it out, but it's a movie that's kind of stuck with me since I saw it the other day.
Because you have to digest it.
Yeah, I guess that's part of it. I just,
dun, dun, dun.
It's really interesting. It's the story of this woman who ingratiates herself into the house of this guy, and then she's trying to find, they discover her there, the guy's sister discovers her there, and then she's trying to find some way to stay there, but there's all this other weird stuff going on, and you're not 100% sure if she's killed the guy, or because he's just disappeared. It's a little bit weird, and then the ending throws you like another curveball, and you're like, what the fuck just happened? But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really, really good. I wished it looked a little bit better.
Yeah.
But the performances are solid, and it sort of like goes above the looks of it.
I can shoot 4K on my phone.
I know.
You have no excuse.
I know. This is the complaint now. Like, there's just no excuse for a movie to look bad anymore.
And every DSLR shoots 4K now.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's no excuse.
Yeah, so. But I did enjoy it. Like, it really does rise above sort of the mediocre cinematography, but I really quite enjoyed it. Cool. I still didn't really get it, but it's kind of stuck with me, so that's saying something.
Yeah, sorry, I'm totally fine with that.
Of course you could squeeze into the recycling. I think you're looking for that. So I think that's it for now. Do you have anything else?
No, I guess we'll come back with a wrap-up show.
Yeah, if not before.
Okay.
I don't know if it's worth coming back before, to be honest. Maybe we'll just do the wrap show.
Yeah. Maybe there's some special guests or something.
Yes, we'll people have been trying to track us down. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So come on by row3.com for show notes. There will be maybe some. I have no idea. Follow us on the Twitters.
I am at soundjam69.
And if you don't know where I am, fuck you at this point, to be completely honest. You should know by now. It's been how many years?
Nice.
Honestly.
Nice.
And yeah, we'll see you guys later. I did it for you.
Thank you.
The no after the credits thing.